You're listening to 30 Pounds Down, where losing weight is simplified with healthy habits. I'm Glenda Hill, a nurse-turned-holistic nutritionist. Let's go to the show. Hello and welcome, my friend. Today we're talking about staying strong. We're going to persevere in our healthy weight loss. And so today I want to tackle three common healthy weight challenges. Lack of time, lack of money, lack of energy. So I offer you motivation, and this is going to equip you with everything you need to stay strong in your commitment to care for your body, right? I also have action tips that are cost effective, and it's designed to fit into just 30 minutes a day. And this means you can start today, okay? These tips include a stress relief plan, ideas for physical activities, and suggestions for foods that will fuel your physically active body. All of these things are important for a healthy weight. Let's get started. If you feel you lack money, time, and energy, you can trust that God can work it out for you. And an example of that is Matthew 14, verse 16 through 21. That's where Jesus fed the multitude with a few loaves and fishes. He prayed over it, and then the Father multiplied it and met the needs of the people. So we can expect that same wonderful provision in our life, right? We are His daughters. We are a child of God, so we know that He's going to provide for us. Trust in His provision for energy, for time, and for finances. If you want more motivation power, just think about your life. Think about how different it would be if you don't believe that God is faithful to supply your needs. That's just unthinkable, right? He knows everything. He's all powerful. Every breath we take is because He gave it to us. And so He gives life to everything. And He sustains us by His power. When our motivation starts to drop off, we can anchor our faith in God's character. He's a loving God, and He always provides for us. There's no doubt about it, right? Now that your mindset is strong, let's make a plan for stress relief. We can have peace and calm, even in the midst of confusion. But you have to plan ahead of time for that. And it does take practice. So I want you to anchor your faith in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. And I'm going to guide you through a simple stress relief practice called deep breathing. And this is going to promote relaxation and empower you to stay emotionally resilient and focused on your weight loss goals. All right, you can do this to keep you calm and relaxed. Now, if you don't have a stress relief plan, that quote comes to my mind where it says, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail, right? Because stress can hinder progress by leading to emotional eating, poor food choices, a lack of motivation for exercise. So here's the step-by-step stress relief practice, and it's deep breathing. You want to close your eyes and take a slow, long, deep breath in. And then you hold your breath for a count of four. And then you slowly exhale through your mouth all that breath. Make sure you get it all out. Okay? And you repeat this deep breathing pattern for several minutes. And in that few minutes of time, you want to focus on your breathing. You want to think about good things, lovely things, things that are honest and true. This simple practice can help calm your mind, reduce stress, and increase feelings of relaxation. I know that this stress relief strategy does work. And you can use it at any time that you feel pressured, that you feel uncomfortable. I'm an introvert, And if I'm around people too long, like if I'm in a crowd or I'm at a gathering, being around a lot of people, I feel crowded in. I start to feel like, oh, I need to go to a quiet corner and just relax and breathe. I'm an introvert, and that's the kind of things that I have to deal with. But I want you to know that it's important to know yourself and to be aware of what stresses you. And this is another practice. It's a self-care practice. And so I share that with you because deep breathing as an exercise, it can really help you get through a lot of the stressors in your day-to-day. And so I hope that you will apply it to your life, my friend. Now that you have a stress relief plan for staying strong, let's turn our thoughts to exercising the body and mind with physical activity. I have 4 calorie-burning physical activities you can do to stay physically strong and committed to your goals. And what I like most about them is that they offer practical solutions for maintaining physical strength and fitness, even when you're short on time or money or energy. The first one is calorie burning chores. Yeah, these are daily household chores, and I know this works. If any of your household chores require physical movement, it will burn calories, right? And it counts. So tasks like vacuuming, mopping, washing the windows, indoors and outdoors, all of that contribute to calorie burning and muscle toning, right? So you want to spend at least 20 to 30 minutes a day on chores. And this should be easy because we take care of our homes, right? And when you're doing these chores, you want to focus on the activities that get you moving and elevate your heart rate, okay? Now, the next one is gardening. And this is where you can transform gardening into calorie-burning workouts, right? It's just focusing on activities that they engage multiple muscle groups. So you're spending 30 to 45 minutes lifting and squatting and bending, all while you're planting and shifting soil and building up your flower beds, planting trees and watering your garden. All of this takes work that it really requires calorie burning. And I can testify to that. So these activities provide physical fitness and the benefits of fresh air, sunshine, just connecting with nature. You're going to get so much of the blessings that your body needs, but you're also going to get a calorie burning workout. Now, walking. I'm an advocate of the post-meal walk. That means I'm walking after the meals. And that is like a 10 to 20 minute walk, okay? But a walking plan that really focuses on your fitness, that is something where you're going to do it with a little more intensity and you're going to increase gradually the duration and the intensity of your walks. And so you want to start out maybe 30 minutes a day. And when you go up the hills, change your walking route to where you're challenging yourself, you're going to burn even more calories, okay? Now, as we move our bodies, let's make sure that we fuel the body with good nutrition and food choices that nourish and sustain our healthy weight. Staying strong is achievable when we eat whole foods, like fruits and vegetables, nuts, grains, and seeds, and herbs. We have all of that into our daily meals every day. We want nutrient-dense, quality foods over quantity. And that's really cost-effective. So I remember when I first started eating really nutrient-rich foods, I realized very quickly that the more nutrition was in the food, I didn't have to eat so much food to feel nourished, to feel satisfied. That saves me a lot of money. And another way that you can save money, rather than purchasing prepackaged snacks, consider buying raw nuts and seeds in bulk. Not only are they affordable this way, they provide the nutrients, healthy fats, proteins, and the fiber. And that's what your body needs to maintain a healthy weight and build your health up, your health and strength, right? Also, plan your meals around affordable staples such as beans and lentils and whole grains. This is excellent nutritional value without breaking the bank. Cooking at home, you're saving money more so than when you're eating out. This approach supports your weight loss journey while it's also helping you to be a good steward of your finances. Thank you for listening to 30 Pounds Down. If you like this episode, please share it with your friends. And if you want to hear more, subscribe to my channel. Tune in each week for more talk on Christian weight loss, whole health, and strong faith. Peace to you, and have a great day.